This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We're the Old School Crew coming at you live, 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients of Butcher Shop. The Butcher Shop is off the chain. Single serving sizes, family serving sizes, pasta, any type of meat, any type of cut. Go in there and ask them what's up. A lot of traction here with Scott Frost. He said, we'll just go from top to bottom. He says, here's the thing. Nebraska didn't wrong Scott Frost. Nebraska paid him handsomely, gave him an opportunity to succeed. Scott Frost wronged Nebraska. There's not one true Husker fan that didn't want him to work out. We can still love the guy and want him the best for him, but we don't have to trust him. Hope he does well at UCF. That's probably the most mature text that we've had. Let's see. Oh, this is the baseball, but let's see where else is it. Yeah, Danico says right here, he says, COVID was not the issue because Scott's first season was 2018. We sucked along 19 prior to COVID. Scott, arrogance and ego doing it from the start and went undefeated at UCF fed that. There's a little bit of truth. There's some truth to that. Brad from Baldwin says that Scott wasn't a Nebraskan. He wasn't a Nebraskan. He probably wouldn't have got the job. Another one.
Are we so sure? Florida won, it's got two.
I tend to believe that the Scarlet and Cream behind Scott helped move the needle towards Scott. Scott as definitely a coach, just as a coach at UCF, that's not normally the pool Nebraska's fishing in. Like that, their eyes don't go to that program to find their next thing. So yeah, there's that.
Yeah, here's another one. It says, if he wins, why try to level up? Why not stay where you're at? I think that would have to be like Oregon or something like that, where he is very familiar with the, you know, because Oregon's off the beaten path. You're kind of up there in the, you know, the great Northwest. You know, it's a lot secluded. You know, I could see him going there. I could see him staying at UCF for a very long time, as long as they're having success that, you know, both the athletic department and football department and himself is okay with. I don't think he's going to jump for a big job. I don't really think it was a huge jump to go from you. I will push back and say that this job was too big for him. I just think if you do like whatever you did to make you successful at UCF, you would have just do it here and maybe do it just a little bit, you know, better and longer and harder. You know what I mean? It's just didn't work out. I wouldn't say, if I was him, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm not going to another big job because I wasn't successful in Nebraska. That's the part I keep saying. If you use that as the crutch, you'll never be successful to your maximum capabilities at UCF because you have to recognize what went wrong, what went okay, and what was actually good here. You have to. And then when you do that, then you can make a better decision. Am I mentally and spiritually ready to go take on a big stage again? Am I more mature or whatever you want to call it? Then you can do it. You know, if you don't think you are, then you probably need to work on that and be at UCF. But I'm telling you, if you have success at UCF, you will be on the front line. Because if you're successful at UCF, if you were winning 10 games and possibly things in the aura around the Big 12 changes, you're in the mix. So you're going to be in front of the camera. You're going to have the expectations. You're going to be pulled in 50 different directions. UCF is going to be on a bigger stage. So, you know, it can happen at the same place, even though it's technically a smaller program. You can definitely be up there because it's not Boise where you're off the beaten path. You're right down there in Orlando. You're easy pickings for people to get there.
Well, Boise's off the beaten path, but Boise's also one of the more famous underdog Cinderellas in college football. UCF did it for 3 years. Boise's done it for, gosh, going on 30? At least 20.
Yeah.
25. So if...
I don't think they're in the same place.
But you don't have the excuse of being little anymore. You're in the Big 12, right? Yeah. You want to be a big boy program. You asked for this. You got to act like a big boy program.
Well, but okay. So new rules, as Jay said, new rules.
Yeah.
Right? New rules. 105 means new rules. Yeah. NIL means new rules. Transfer portal, new rules. New money, new exposure, new consultants, new analysts, new ledger, mystery ledgers, being bought out by large franchises, organizations to pay money for you to do that. Okay, fine. Now, you're promised of the 105 best times 131 that you get your portion of those players. They can't be stockpiled by any group. They can't be, you can't hoard them. You can't do anything. That of the top 13,000 players in America, you get your share. And you get your fair share, right? Balanced or otherwise. Same money, capped and otherwise. Like we're gonna have ledgers now, right? Same coaches. So if you're coaching UCF, you will have the same resources as Nebraska, Florida, Georgia, et cetera.
Yeah, if you feel it, now it's up to you.
Now
they feel it, it's up to
100%. Yeah. Indiana, another case in point. That listen, even on an equal playing field, an unequal playing field, we can still achieve the same thing you're achieving.
Right.
And now with a balanced playing field, I feel like you should be able to coach anybody to the level. Now, we know that these schools will be divided into thirds.
Yeah. Yeah. And to be honest with you, I don't really think there are that many good football players out there.
Well, think about that. That's the honest God truth.
Well, I'm just letting you know. There's not that many good football players out there. So the 105, there's going to be teams that are successful without the 105 field.
Are there 500 really good quarterbacks in America? Collegiate quarterbacks. Right?
No.
Right? So then you say, okay, are there 125 great quarterbacks in America?
Not a college.
Right? So the top third will get the elite 11.
Yeah.
And then the regional best, right, which will put you at 44, right? North, south, east, west. I mean, generally in that space, you can make that 66 quarterbacks if you go regional, Midwest, et cetera.
Yeah.
Same for running backs, that we know that there are probably 80 decent running backs in America. Then the elite, the top third of that, you're in space. But remember, we're still going to swing and miss anyway, because I don't know, Boise State's got a dude appearing for the Heisman that wasn't given that access by the elite folks.
Yeah.
Like, so we know that. And Nebraska proves that you can get one of the top 10 quarterbacks if you use the system for how it works. So now nobody has an excuse. Nebraska's paying $9 million a year to a head coach. Everybody can pay that amount of money if that's what they so choose to do, if that's the priority. Now there's no excuse. There's no excuse for UCF. There's no excuse for Boise. There's no excuse for Vanderbilt. There's no excuse for anybody in the space. Everybody's got an opportunity to get good, and if you don't, as Jay Foreman says, it's a choice.
Yeah, I mean, it's changing the landscape. I think just, you know, when you look at it, like, Nebraska's carried a huge roster for forever. There's benefits to it. Then there's, you know, some negatives to it. You know, it could be chaos on the sidelines. I just think it's going to come down to, everybody's talking about the 105. It's going to really come down to top 60 players.
But it always does, right? It always has.
But this is even more because your top 60, and 60 might be too much. I'm just saying those top 60 players are going to be the ones that play. So what you can't do is, I always go back to Georgia, and you can even look at Ohio State, when they had JT Barrett, they had Joe Burrow, and then they had the
Cardale.
Cardell too, but the young guy that got Haskins, you're not going to be able to stockpile five star one position, especially at quarterback when one guy plays. Georgia, when you recruit Justin Fields, and the reason I keep going about it, because I got to talk to his dad about it, and then you got the quarterback there, Jake Fromm, that's there, that was going into a sophomore year, and things don't work out. And then remember, they had a quarterback coming after Justin Fields that played with Fromm's junior year. So really, it's going to come down to roster management. There's going to be always a ton of turnover, just because that's the way kids are these days. It's going to be a yearly thing. And however you construct your roster, you just got to make sure, and 60 is probably too much, but you got to just say those top 60 guys. We got to make sure we get most of those guys that bought into our system, that have good culture. So really, you're going to do a lot of background checks, because guys are going to be coming and going, because it's kind of just, it's a free for all. So, and then if you can construct that, like that second tier from that 40, so you got 45 left. So you can, if you, and 20 might be too much, some guys that you got in the shelf that you know, and they know, and they're okay with developing in your program, that they can leapfrog into that, you know, top 60. With a year or two, that's good. But then you're that bottom part of it is going to be, I wouldn't say your taxi squad, but that's where it's going to be extremely fluid.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
You go, you know.
Well, but I mean, this is where, when we talk about the 105, I think we're missing the layup. And that you have to figure out from that 105 where the positions and the numbers fall.
Yeah, it's right. Going to change every year.
Right. That from this thing, you can't carry. Next year, you're not going to be able to carry 20 receivers and 20 defensive backs.
No.
Right? There's no way that's going to happen. You also need to understand that your bottom 45, your bottom 40, because five have to be specialists and a quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? So you need two kickers, two punters, and a quarterback, and you have to be prepared in case injury happens. Right? So there's that. Then you've got 100 players, 50 on the side, depending on who the coach is and who's got swing on that particular roster. But then you understand the difference between having 10 offensive linemen versus having 17 offensive linemen. Mm. Like now that number might be, remember, five to start, five as the backup, and then you still got to have practice. You got to have practice players who line up against your number one defense. Otherwise, you're going to burn out your top group, and you'll burn out the second group, because not only are they repping in preparing for a game, they have to rep for the opposing team in practice and on film.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be practice. How you practice and being in shape is going to be just as important, whoever's on your roster. You cannot afford to have anybody not in tip-top shape, because you have to be able to practice at a premium in efficiency that you can't wait for anybody. That's why
it's, and you have to be able to play.
Well,
you have to be able to contribute now.
Well, that's all going to take care of itself if you're doing what I just said before, because you're not going to be able to go three different stations because you don't have that many kids, right? And you're not going to be able to throw guys in. You're not going to be able to go five deep at a guard position.
Especially under the rule principle that we coach through reps. Everybody gets the same amount of reps.
You're not going to be able to do
that.
That's
why you're saying, that part.
You're going to have to be able, you're going to have to be able to do your preparation reps. And then also the guys that aren't going to be playing. So that's where, and I don't know what the rules would be, but that's where your development coaches have to be very good. They have to have experience. They have to be able to, just in case, have Austin ready. Maybe not to start, but say DP gets elevated. Say I'm out for a while. DP gets elevated. I need you to take his spot. That's going to be the most important thing, how you divvy up that. And then you could have a really good class, and you might get a couple guys from the development part of your roster that jump into your defensive line. So your defensive line transfer portal wants in high school, for that year, that percentage goes down. So, well, now you might need some more receivers. So you're going to be able to house a couple of those.
And remember,
you just have to be very efficient with it.
There will be virtually two new coordinators, several new coaching group leaders. So remember, the veteran aspect only applies to their ability to accept and consume all new verbiage or some new verbiage, right? Yeah. It's a whole new install level. The transfer portal is telling us that a lot of the people with experience are going to leave. That means you got to bring new people in who have to get acclimated, and they have to hit the ground running, right? And it's simple time. Also, you're talking about hitting the ground running for the Big Ten, which, I don't know, you got folks in the playoffs, four of them, that are sitting at the top of this thing in the country with another three who are mad they weren't included, right? So you have to, all of those things. It's going to be one heck of an offseason.
Is there any shot that in the next couple of years, college football takes a page out of the NFL's playbook and says, you dress 70 on the road, you dress 70 overall, and then that next 35 is practice squad?
You can do that. But you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen is that really, if they do that, that works better for Nebraska, because Nebraska financially can handle it. There's going to be some schools that financially cannot handle it. And also, a bigger thing is this. This is where Nebraska, if everything goes right, can really make up a lot of ground. That $20.5 million is spread out through all sports. So if you're at a football, or if you're at a school where football is not number one like it is here, well, your revenue share is a little bit different. So you're able to be able to possibly pluck some guys just from being able to get, you know, on a supposed even playing field. Our playing field is a little bit better. So I just think that the 105 and how you manage the 105, how you manage practicing, how you manage off season, because you have to make sure that everybody's healthy, but also you got to make sure everybody's ready. So you can't afford to have any type of conversations that Jay Foreman comes in, he ain't out of shape, or he's out of shape. That just cannot happen. That cannot happen.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to practice at a rate of speed for shorter periods of time. That's just as efficient as if you're able to go for everybody. Get, like DP said, everybody gets a rep. No, everything is fourth. Now, when I talk about everything is fourth and one, oh yeah, it's fourth and one. It's on. There is no off switch. This is 365, 24/7. So if you're not invested in it 365, 24/7, you're number one, you might get here, you're getting left. Next conversation you have, you're going to be out of town, because now the pool of guys that would be willing to do it has now went up to like three or four times of it. There's going to be 20,000 kids in the portal.
And you're still going to compete, because if you're a part of somebody's 105, you're not a part of everybody's 105. And they may not think that, hey, just because Nebraska thinks you're one of the best 105, we do. That's not the case. If we said the NFL carries 53, and we're talking about 105, let's say 106 for the sake of discussion. Let's just double the numbers that NFL rosters work off of, so they have enough players to dress out, compete at the highest level.
Right.
You're talking about four quarterbacks of the 105. Four.
Yeah.
Okay? You're talking about six or seven running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Fullbacks, if you use them, cut into that other number, but they cut into tight end numbers. Right. So normally there's three tight ends. So you would imagine six on the 105.
Depends on your offense.
On what you use, right? That you normally carry six wide receivers. 12 is the number, right? If you double it, 12 wide receivers, that includes kick returners, special teams players, et cetera. On the offensive line, nine. So there are huge numbers on both offensive and defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere between 17 and 20 players out of the 105.
Yeah.
And linebacker and edge, another combination of some variants, but 12 linebackers, again, covering special teams, different positions. And if you run a unique defense, it has to match those numbers. 10 cornerbacks, maybe 11. 10 quarterbacks, maybe safeties, or maybe 11, against special teams being a big part of that. And then 5 special teams players, 2 kickers, and then 2 punters in a combo. Somebody who can do both to fill in if he's your best guy.
Yeah, I mean, right now, when you talk about being position flexible, if I was a athlete, you've made yourself some money.
Long snappers.
Everything.
Right.
If, there's if value. You have flexibility, play stack linebacker, on the ball linebacker, hand in the ground, up on your feet, pass rusher, safety, that you could play both safety positions. You could kick down and play a dime or nickel linebacker. The corners that can play outside or bump into the slot, you just made yourself some money.
And to think, now again, if you're talking about 18 offensive linemen, your bottom 8 have work, right? Because they scout team, get better, grow, freshmen, learn the system, et cetera, right? Defensive line, same thing in place. Receivers, you got 12 receivers. And that's to run every route for every for both home and opponent every week.
You got to be efficient, man. Like the intensity of the walkthroughs, the intensity of your offseason training has just went up times 10.
Your fifth quarterback is a scout team quarterback,
and you better give me the best look.
And he has to match the opponent.
You better.
So quarterbacks 4 and 5, one's a runner, one's a passer. Like, that's just the way you better have it.
Yeah, unless you want to take a receiver back there. But ultimately,
right,
you gotta plan your roster for, like I said, those guys that you're playing or that are playing, the 60 guys. And I included the specialists in there. And then you got to take the guys that, you know, that are going to be helping on the scout team. But those, just because you're on a scout team, you actually have a little bit harder duty. You got to make sure you give the best look. But then also, you got to be ready to play.
You got to know what we do.
Right.
You got to know what we do.
So you got to make sure that you're doing it, man. So we're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to look at this Vortex. The former Husker is rated number 1 by 24/7. I'm going to tell you who works quick in the portal. Lane Kiffin has to work now we know he tampers. He works the quickest in the portal of anybody.
Joey Freshwater would never.
Anybody. Ever. He listen. The portal ain't been open 24 hours. He got two linemen commits, one on offense, one defense, 100% identify and get them committed. But anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.